say a couple quick things about him, because obviously I don't know him at all. But as I've mentioned in other interviews with people, that I think anybody that's in a job wants to leave the place in a better spot than they found it. And to me, that brings with it a level of success and satisfaction for the person in the job. And for the most part, it's pretty obvious. And I've been around a lot of people in the course of my career where there is no question they left whatever place it happened to be in a better spot than when they started. He's not one of them. And this is not, hey, let's take shots at the guy. That's not what I'm doing here. Please, I am not doing that. How he handled the Penn State situation was wrong. He was trying to be the big shot. He was trying to be, okay? And he realized, if you notice how subsequent elements have been happened at Michigan State, at Michigan, at Ohio State, and others, you notice they didn't do any of that. And also, in Penn State's case, the sanctions that were put on Penn State's the first program ever to have sanctions rescinded because they know they handled it wrong. And he was the leader of that. Other than that point, you see where the NCAA is now because they lost control of name, image, and likeness. You see where the NCAA is now because they don't have the proper structure with the transfer portal. You see where the NCAA is now when they get to court cases like O'Bannon, which I have talked about extensively, and they lose that case, which then opens the door because they don't approach it right. They don't, and he never approached it right. He always talked about the amateurism. He always talked about the student athlete in terms of using the words student athlete, right? And he always talked about elements like that in the context of the ivory tower. When you were trying to do something like you are doing in football and basketball in particular, you're trying to make as much money as you can to support the other sports so that they have opportunity. That's the argument you make, and he has never been able to articulate that argument. And thus, they lost the O'Bannon case. They lost the Alston case, you know, about academic help, which then opened the door for name, image, and likeness. They lost the Alston case 9-0 in the Supreme Court. You know what 9-0 means? It means Clarence Thomas, Amy Coney Barrett, and Brett Kavanaugh, and Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch agreed with Elena Kagan, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and John Roberts. How'd I do? I got all 9, didn't I?
That was very impressive.
Thank you very much. The sports guy got the 9 justices of the Supreme Court right. But they all agreed. They never agree. Until they got a case from the NCAA, and then they agreed. Isn't that amazing? If this were Vegas, who had Alston plus 9? But again, he testifies in these cases, and you don't testify before the Supreme Court. It's arguments. I understand that. But in lower courts, he testified, and again, they lose. Why? Because he just doesn't have a handle of what is going on and what structure needs to take place. And the NCAA is in a worse spot now than when he took over. Now, is it all him? No. But has he helped? No.